Blog Talk Radio.
Captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise. Now, it's been a long time since I've done my political show. It turned me into an alcoholic, and I've been doing sports every Saturday night at 6 p.m. So if you do like sports, which we do not discuss any politics on sports night, it's one night that you got to take a day off. You have to take a day off in this world every once in a while. Forget about all the dirt and the filth and the grime and the crime and everything else that's going on. Step away from it. Talk about things that really matter to Americans. And that's sports, period. Any sport you want. We've talked about every sport. There isn't a single sport that my sports show has never covered. And just like politics, we're going to cover everything. And the reason this is what brought me back, this story right here, this is what brought me back. I swear to God, when I read it yesterday, the day before, I found it by accident. And it was only on the People's Voice website. I know there's a lot of, it's, I don't know if it's Alex Jones, but Alex Jones has some stories on here. But anyway, it covers the news that nobody else wants to cover. Fox News did not cover this story. I looked everywhere. Breitbart, and don't give me this Breitbart crap. And Fox News, I am so you can't watch that show anymore. You can't watch it. None of it. I can barely watch any of this stuff. Laura is getting milquetoast. She's pissing me off. I love my Laura Ingraham. But girl, you've hit a lot harder. You used to be, I mean, cutthroat, but now she's on Fox and she has to, you know, she's a little, I don't care. I don't want to hear it. Didn't have any trouble with Tucker. He left. He left, you know, hey, look, he was covering stories that you needed to cover and they wouldn't let him. Good. I never really was, never been a hater. I like him. I love watching his show because he covered the things that needed to be covered. And he did cover this story. So thank you, Tucker Carlson. But I am just sick and tired of all of it. All the watered down goo. And that's all that it is. Watered down goo. You don't get any news. Think the news is going to cover the news? Oh, yeah, we'll get right on that. Here's another shot of Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift? Nobody cares. I mean, I'm not a Taylor Swift hater. I don't hate her. I don't really hate that Kelce. He's pretty damn good. But I'm not a hater of any of them, and I don't care if they're dating or whatever the hell they're doing. I just don't need to see it every 2 seconds when I'm watching the game. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We're going to find out what the Kansas City Chiefs are going to do, and I think they're going to get beat. I think Buffalo Bills, I think they're going to the Super Bowl. Now, whether they can get over the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl or not, that's another question. But the Bills are on a mission right now. Anyway, now I'm digressing into sports. And see, this is what I got to do. I got to separate sometimes, and you got to stick to things. But anyway, Tucker Carlson did cover this story, stories that are not covered. It's the junk stories. And see, now it got me doing it. That's how they get you. Give you all the junk, and that's all you want to do is talk about it. You want to talk about the junk, you don't want to talk about the things that really matter. Well, I don't know if anybody remembers, probably not, because, you know, a lot of it was taken down on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and blah, 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 blah. But it was a reporter who was an American citizen. Now, I got to admit, it was probably a little foolish to be over there in Ukraine, which there is no democracy in Ukraine, people. Let's can the ignorance. There's no democracy. And if you criticize Zelensky, well, then you go to jail and you be tortured. Well, that's what just happened to this man. He was a reporter. He put stuff online. Joe Biden knew of this and did absolutely nothing. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Joe Biden wasn't the son of a bitch and gave the order. I can't say that. I have absolutely no proof. But if I found out that was the way it was, I would not be surprised. I just don't know anymore. With any of these people. You think you can trust these people, and then you can't. So far, Donald Trump is the only one who has... I have yet to see him be two-faced. He's always been who he's always been, and you know what you're going to get when you get him. These other politicians, you don't know what you're going to get. These reporters, you don't know what you're going to get. But nobody wanted to cover this. I found this absolutely, this is, again, this is what brought me on, is this story right here. Journalist Gonzalo Lira, an American citizen who posted videos saying he was only just a few kilometers away from Turkey, or Hungary, and that's where he was going. If not, he was going to be captured and go to jail, and I think he predicted he was going to get killed there. Well, I remember when this video came out, this was a while ago, got very little coverage. I do know, I think Tucker did cover that. It was very little covered, but it was covered. You knew about it. Anyway, it was out there and you had to be, you know, you had to pay attention. And if you weren't paying attention, you know about it. And it should have gotten your attention. Was found guilty of treason for daring to expose, get this, the corruption between the Biden and Zelensky regimes. Well, yeah, that'll get you in trouble there, especially in Ukraine where there's no democracy. But yet here, we can't defend our own democracy. We're taking it away by getting rid of Donald Trump. But we have to protect Zelensky's border and his family. And why are we doing that? Well, obviously there is corruption between Zelensky and Biden. There's no other way to go around it. There's no way. Everybody knew it. You knew that Joe Biden knew that this man was arrested. He'd never made it into Hungary. He never made it. He was captured. He has been tortured. Received no medical attention. He had some medical issues caused by the torture. Well, finally succumbed to his injuries and was killed. Joe Biden knew of this man in prison, of all the money that were given to Ukraine. And Joe Biden couldn't say, hey, man, that's one of our citizens. Yeah, I know. We'll keep him over here. We'll keep him out of the country. He won't, you know. Did he do any of that? No. He could have. Said, well, then I guess we're just not going to sign any more checks. So we want our citizen back. And we don't want him tortured. Did Joe Biden do that? No, he did not. No, he did not. He knew of the torture. He knew this man was being let to die in a Ukrainian prison because he dared to criticize the Zelensky and Biden regimes. Yeah, Joe Biden talks about Trump is going to get rid of democracy. He's going to destroy it. You are destroying democracy by allowing your critic to be tortured and murdered in a Ukrainian prison. That, to me, if you are the commander-in-chief, that should classify as an act of treason. If you allow one of your citizens to be tortured and killed by a corrupt nation to preserve your corruption, that is treason. If not, it should be. But this just pisses me off. Because this could be any of us now. Well, look at January 6th. They've killed one of us. They've left one blind. I don't know how many others were actually killed. I'm sure there could have been more. I don't really know. Media's not going to report it if it did happen anyway. But I do believe there was at least one that was killed or succumbed and died from his injuries in a January 6th prison. once blind from torture. Why do you need to torture these people? Capitol Police opened the doors and they walked in. So let's put them in prison and torture them? Really? American citizens. But yet, here the Democrats are telling us they want to preserve democracy because Donald Trump is going to destroy it. How? By giving the democracy back to the states? Back to the people? This somehow is destroying democracy when people have a voice. Donald Trump is not trying to take away any voice. He's trying to add voices. That is democracy. You have more than one voice. That is democracy. So I don't want to sit here and listen to, you know, people preaching about democracy. My God, it makes me want to puke. Nancy Pelosi and, oh, Schumer, they all got to say, oh, well, he's destroying democracy. And Meathead, he's got to, oh, shut up. Meathead. Yeah, you were typecast. You are a meathead. Trying to turn Joe Biden into the saint? By allowing one of our citizens to be held in a Ukrainian prison, to be tortured and killed, murdered. It was murder. You tortured him, you gave him no medical attention. What do you think was going to happen to the guy? Oh, he'll heal. Yeah. Well, he did write a letter, and he towards the end, he was very weak. He couldn't walk for even 2 minutes. His handwriting, I mean, yeah, it's kind of hard to read a little bit, but under those conditions, it looks pretty damn good.
I
don't get it. How you can get away with this time after time after time. How many other people have died because of the hands of the Democrats? Look at the Clintons. Oh, those are just all mysterious deaths that are all connected to the Clintons. They knew too much. But we can't investigate that because that would look political. But we can investigate Donald Trump for taking out a loan and paying it back early. We can do that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We can impeach him twice. And where is all this ample evidence? Don't you remember Adam Schiff? Oh, we have ample evidence. There's ample evidence. Well, can we get a piece of it? Well, we don't want to, you know, say right now because, you know, we don't want, you know, we don't want his team to know what we know. You know, we're trying to keep that, you know. There'll be time for all of this to come out. It's coming out soon. You just stay tuned. What? No, don't do that. If you say you have evidence, then what is it? You don't get it. Well, we have evidence, but, you know, can't say what it is, but he's guilty. But we can't tell anybody what it is. It is so horrific. We can't even say it. Can't even repeat it. Unbelievable. Joe Biden allowed one of us to be not only tortured and murdered in our own country, but now in Ukraine. I wonder how many people are in China being tortured and killed. to protect their corruption. I mean, it is, you cannot ignore how all of this works. Joe Biden gets all this money, and Hunter gets all of this money. It funnels through several Hunter's LLCs, and then it goes to his brother, and then it finally gets into Joe. And it keeps circling around. All the money keeps circling around. And they claim, oh, it's for a loan. What loan? For what? How many loans are you giving your brother there, Joe? Good God. What is Hunter Biden's LLCs? How are they getting that money? What did Hunter do? What did Joe do? What did Joe's brother do? What did the entire Biden family do for that money? You don't just get money simply because you exist. It doesn't work that way. You don't get money simply because, well, I'm the Biden. Just give me a bunch of money. Oh, okay, here you are. What? No. It does not work that way. Were they giving up secrets? I don't know. Well, they had to have been giving up. And don't give me this influence. How much influence? I mean, seriously. When Joe was the vice president, the only thing he could do is vote if it became a tie. But as far as influence, yeah, he can talk to the other Democrats, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to get them to do it, so they're going to have to get paid. So who is really all, you know, collecting the money? Is it just the Biden family? Are the Pelosi's and the Schumer's, are they getting anything? Who's getting it? And why are the Democrats so eager to protect Joe? Well, obviously they've got to be getting a chunk of the change too. Why would you protect somebody who's, I mean, why would you protect this guy? He's just getting money from all these foreign countries that hate us for no reason. And even if it is influence, that's influence peddling. That's, well, that's kind of an impeachable offense, I do believe. Pretty sure. And the Russia, what the hell was that about? Well, they need a boogeyman. And as much as these Democrats love communism, why don't they love Putin? Seems like Putin would be their guy. But no, they like that Xi over there in China. They like him, but they don't like Putin. That's weird. Because Putin and Xi, I think they're buddies. Who the hell knows who's in bed with who anymore? But knowing full well that you have one of your citizens in a foreign country, that here you are supplying a great deal of the weapons and money, which goes straight into the Zelensky coffers, and he keeps asking for more and more and more, well, I don't know. This is a European war, first of all. And if Europe wants to protect Europe, well, then do it. The United States doesn't owe Europe anything. Owe Europe? We owe Europe to protect them and defend them and pay for it? We owe them that? No, Europe owes Europe. And if you want to protect Europe, well, you're going to have to get off your ass. You have to spend your own money. We don't mind helping out, but Jiminy Christmas. We're not going to be spending all of the money. And now Marjorie Greene I guess is talking, and I can't argue with the girl. I agree with what she's doing. Enough is enough, and I don't care. I don't care if she wants to oust the speaker because he did a continuing resolution. Well, yes, that's true. I don't have a problem with that. And I don't care if we go through every friggin' Republican in the entire House until we find one that can do the goddamn job. Here's what you do. And don't give me this. If you shut the government down, oh, it's always the Republican shutdown. The Republican shutdown. Why? Because the Democrats don't want to act fiscally responsible? The Democrats are forced to be fiscally responsible. So they say, no, we're not going to agree with this deal. We're going to put our country in further debt to pay for things we don't want, don't need, and most people don't even know are even exist. We're just wasting that money for nothing. And you want to shut the government down. It's not the Republican shutdown, it's a Democrat shutdown. Because they don't want to agree to being fiscally responsible. We don't have any more money. We can't keep spending money we don't have. We have to keep borrowing more money from where? Oh, China. So Joe, now, the Biden family and all the Democrats that are linked up in all of this are using your money to pay the Chinese. We're borrowing money from the Chinese, and you are paying for it. This guy's not going to spend his money. You think Joe and Nancy would spend their own money, Schumer? Adam Schiff, you think these guys would? Think they'd spend their own money? If they did, I guarantee you we'd be fiscally responsible. I can guarantee you that. But this is absolutely unacceptable. We do not allow one of our citizens to be tortured and murdered overseas in a corrupt nation. Ukraine is not a democracy. They are corrupt. Because you criticize Zelensky, and you know all these stories about, you know, Zelensky and the Ukrainians as Nazis. Well, they may not be carrying swastikas, but they're certainly doing things that Nazis did. Well, Nazis didn't do anything that anybody else hasn't done either. It's just pure evil. Torture people and kill people simply because they're different, I guess. They have a different political view. Now, and there's a lot of all you liberals. I mean, I'm not saying let's go out and, you know, kill all you. We'll probably solve the problem. But it's just going to bring on more problems. Then the next guy's going to say, hey, well, you disagree with me. Okay, now I got to whack your head off. Whack! So where does it end? It don't. As long as it keeps going, it's only going to fester. And that's the problem. People just don't want to solve that's not a big deal. Oh, come on. It's not a big deal. It's never a big deal until all of a sudden it becomes a big deal. And then you're like, how come no one's helping me? Well, because there's nobody left to help you. They're doing it already to us. How do we not see this? How does the media not see this? Every journalist out there should be completely outraged that one of their own was tortured and murdered in a foreign country for reporting news, for doing his job in reporting the corruption. That should piss off every single journalist there is. But no, none of them are even talking about it. This one story right here, that's it. It's the only thing I found, the People's Voice. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, the Iowa caucuses kick off today. I don't know exactly what time. I don't know how they do it. I know it's weird the way the Iowa does it. New Hampshire does it completely different. A lot of these states, you go in and you put in like little balls in a jar, you know, like jelly beans or whatever the hell. I don't know. But, I mean, look, DeSantis and Nikki Haley, DeSantis kind of disappointed me. He should have stayed as governor. As far as I can tell, he's doing a pretty damn good job as a governor of Florida. I don't know why he thought that he would have to run and run against Donald Trump, who actually got you into office as the governor. He did get you elected governor, let's just put it that way. And then you're going to run against him. For whatever reason, doesn't make any sense. You're getting a little greedy. And Nikki, where the hell you get the idea that you would be president anyway, makes... I never liked her. I never liked her when she was a governor. I did not like her. I could... Everyone, Nikki Haley, she's so conservative. No, she's not. No. She never was. But you say one thing that sounds good to the right, and that's, you know, they got to, oh, my God, that was the greatest conservative in the world. Like, calm down, man. Calm down. Well, Nikki Haley, you don't have a chance. You don't have a chance. Why you think you would, I don't know. But, I mean, first of all, and those debates. We're like, what are you having a debate for? Oh, we'll see who comes in second. Well, yeah, exactly. There's no reason to have a debate. You're not even close. None of the candidates have ever even been close. Why they're running, I don't know. And Ramaswamy, dude, with the hair, he's kind of got that Johnny Bravo hairdo, you know, or I don't know, whatever. But come on. And the Fox, I watched a little bit of it the other day, and early in the morning. And this one jack wagon, I think it was Saturday or could have been Sunday. He's trying to goad this woman who is ahead of the Iowa caucus, whatever. She's something there in Iowa. Well, she had a town hall rally kind of a thing with Donald Trump. But before that, he's trying to goad her into saying that Nikki Haley was surging, and what does that mean, and is it going to be a surprise? Has Iowa ever seen a surprise? You know, trying to make it sound like the media really wants, they're pushing Nikki Haley. Because the Never Trumpers, you can tell who runs Fox. Well, it's the Never Trumpers. Breitbart, Never Trumpers. I'm sorry, Newsmax? You're diet Fox News. You know, it's very difficult to get actual news. And why you wouldn't be covering one of our citizens captured simply for reporting the corruption, which is true, tortured and murdered. Now, if you want to cut him up, I can see put him in jail, but you don't have to torture him. You certainly don't have to murder him. And Joe Biden, why you didn't get another thing? He knew it. He knew that this man was over there. He knew it. He knew the man was tortured. He knew that the man was murdered because he criticized Joe. You don't do that to the Bidens. You don't cross them Bidens, boy. You criticize them Bidens, well, I'm going to have you whacked. And that's only to preserve democracy. Kill your opponent to preserve democracy. Jesus Christ. It's very difficult for me to get over this. And none of the media outlets want to cover it. Well, I'm sure Tucker will, hopefully he covers it again on his broadcast, which I guess you got to be on Twitter. I don't have Twitter. I think Twitter is stupid. I got on for Donald Trump because I wanted to read the tweets. And I didn't really follow very much because he didn't really have to, because it was every one of his tweets was already out there. It's out there everywhere. I love those tweets. I love the mean tweets. We need more mean tweets. Sometimes you have to have a little tough love, and that's all that it is, really. Saying what it is. And these people are, they're animals. They're maniacal. These people are insane. How you could support anything that the Democrats are supporting right now is, I don't get it. We're the violent ones. Oh, all the violence is in the right, but yet it's the left that are burning the cities, the cop cars, attacking people in the streets simply because they're a reporter and they don't like their reports. Attack them in the streets, hitting you over the head with bicycle locks. Then one crazy bitch snuck up behind somebody and hit him in the back of the head. What a coward with a bicycle lock. That's your Antifa. That's your left. These people, well, they're doing it for a good cause, so, you know, we can't get really too upset with them, even though I don't condone that behavior. Shut up. But for our government to allow this to happen to our own people, even in our own land, and then that makes it even worse. It's in our own land. But then to do it in Ukraine, because this guy reported on you, but yet you're preserving democracy. Really? That's preserving democracy. You can't kill your opponent. Well, then you throw your opponent in jail. But you have to take your opponent out of the race just to preserve democracy. That way there's only one voice to vote for, and that's the voice of us. You only get one voice, and that's the voice that we give you, and you will like it. Well, you can kiss my ass is what you can do with it. Roll it up and smoke it. I don't care, but no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to comply. I don't comply. Comply to what? I have to think and feel exactly the same way as some panel decided? Some group of, some think tank? Yeah, every time I hear that, a think tank. Yeah, they're not thinking. That's the problem. Or maybe they are thinking. That could be the problem. Well, whatever they're doing, they're idiots. But not really. Because the real idiots are the people that follow it. That's your idiots. And we have to stop following this. And there's none of this, oh, it's not a big deal. Oh, it's a little inconvenient, but not a big deal, not a big deal, not a big deal. Those little not big deals add up to very big deals and pretty quick. Once they start with this and they go to that and they go to this and they go to that and they get you used to it. And pretty soon you become numb and you have no idea that they're screwing you over. And you think, oh, they're giving me everything. Yeah, really? What? Well, they gave me a voice. I know how to think and feel now. Oh, wow. You couldn't figure that out on your own? Well, then I'd have to be responsible for my own actions. So if I let the government tell me how to think and feel, if anything goes wrong, well, it's not my fault. The government told me to think and feel this way, so it's their fault. I mean, hello? It doesn't really work that way, people. Sorry, but it just don't work that way. Well, Marjorie Greene, and good for her, this continuous resolution, again, kicking the can down the road for what reason? I'm sorry, but here's what you do. Here's what you do there, Mr. Speaker Man. You say, look, Democrats, you can shut the government down if you want to, but you're not going to blame us because we can no longer afford to spend money we don't have. We're not going to borrow money for your cockamamie little programs that do nothing for nobody, but some left-handed, hair-lipped, transgender third grader. What in the hell is that? You Democrats, you're stealing money. You're bringing all your little friends and your donors, and they get all these little lefty little jobs in these bizarre 501c3s and all these charity organizations and these this and the that. So the government is just giving money to them. The Democrats do it. That's when they're putting all that junk in these omnibus bills, and everybody's getting paid. Everybody's getting a chunk of pay. And that's all they're doing is they're paid to be in these organizations that do nothing for no one. We can't keep paying for that crap. They're not helping anyone. They're not doing anything. And of all the money you keep giving into San Francisco, and look at the place. It's a dump. It's a sewer. Why give Democrats money if they're not going to spend it wisely? Well, I'm sorry, Democrats, but, you don't get to spend anymore. We're not going to be spending any more money that we don't have. We're not going to borrow money from China to protect your corruption. We're not going to do that. We're going to pay for what we can pay for. We're going to have to live within our means. And we're not going to give in. It's not up for negotiation. This is the deal. This is the budget. You either accept it or you don't. And we'll shut this entire goddamn government down for eternity. We're not budging. You sign it. We are going to be fiscally responsible, and that is it. If you did something like that, Mr. Speaker, I can guarantee you the overwhelming vast majority of the American people would be on your side. We would get a budget that works. The Democrats, you're going to have to lose. See, it's in the Constitution, if you didn't know, that the Democrats get a win all the time. And if they're not winning, well, then they got to cheat. And it's okay to cheat because you're winning for the right reasons. You know what the people need more than them. No, you just want a cozy little job. I mean, the politics in this country, and this is why they love Zelensky, because they're all corrupt. They're all connected with each other. They're all making money off each other by both taxpayers' money. The United States is paying Ukraine for what? No. Well, that's paid to protect Joe. That's what's actually happening. Well, in any event, I just wanted to come back. I don't think I'm going to be able to do the full 2 hours, but I just wanted to come back, and it felt good in that story. I swear to God, I still, Gonzalo Lira, all he did was report the corruption, and he had to be tortured and murdered for it, for being a journalist. But we can't get any journalists to report on it. Every journalist in the world should be just outraged right now. But they're not. They're not covering it. I wonder if any of them know it. Does anybody, any of them know? Are you aware of it? Did they happen to flash a memo around the office there at Fox News? Huh? Nobody knows anything? You're not going to cover that? A journalist, for being a journalist, is tortured and murdered in Ukraine? And no journalist? That's okay with them? Well, of course. Well, they went against the regime. You don't do that. No, you report only the good stuff. You know, you report the bad stuff against Donald Trump. But not against Zelensky. Oh, no, no. He's off limits. Him and Joe. Yeah. No, you can't do that. Bullshit. You can do whatever the hell you want. Well, I had to come back and I had to get it out. I'm losing my voice. I watched a lot of football. I've been screaming and having a great time. I love it. It was a great game last night. But anyway, I'm going to try to come back as much as I can because I am so done. I, honest to God, I cannot believe the things that this government is doing and the people are allowing the government to do it. American people are okay that they captured our citizens for daring to go into the Capitol because the Capitol Police opened the doors and said, welcome. We're okay with letting them get tortured. One of them killed. One of them's blind. It's okay to, those people are us, man. The next person can be you. You don't care about that? Wow. Who's to say it's not going to be you? What if you do whatever it is that you do and you think what you're doing is good and all of a sudden they decide it's not? Well, you're screwed. Then what? Oh, that'll never happen. Not to me because I hate Donald Trump. Oh, okay. Just claim you hate Donald Trump and point your finger at somebody and call them a racist so that way they won't look at you as a racist. Kids don't even know what that word means. And what the hell is this Palestinian crap? Ay, ay, ay. Are you people protesting? And they were shaking down the fences at the White House the other day. Protesting? Why are you protesting the United States? It's not our war. It's Israel's. What the hell can the United... I mean, what are you protesting? So you want the United States to attack Israel? Is that why you're protesting? I thought you people didn't believe in war. I thought all you lefties, you know, oh. Well, no, lefties love war, actually. Lefties love war. They just tell you they don't. But when, see, they fight a war, oh, well, it's for a good cause. Oh, what cause? Racism, discrimination, transgenderism. The hell in the hell happened to this country? I don't know. But this is ridiculous. And that Nancy Pelosi, I mean, that woman is, I mean, just pure evil. She is no good. None of these people are, Joe. And then Mika with Dr. Jill Biden. doctor. She's a doctor of what? Kindergarten. She's a friggin' kindergarten doctor. Are you kidding me? Doctor. Doctor of kindergarten. Unbelievable. Oh, we must win. We must win. We have to. We got to preserve democracy. No, you have to win to preserve your corruption getting exposed even more. They have to lose, actually. But is anything going to happen? No. Joe's going to be able to get away with it. Hunter's going to be able to get away with it. You can't prosecute it because then that would look, oh, like political revenge. Well, what are you doing to Donald Trump? Trying to put him in jail for taking out a loan and paying it off early? Who the hell is the court to decide how much a property is worth anyway? That's a private matter between Donald Trump and the bank. If the bank says, yeah, I'll accept your property worth this much, here's a bunch of money. That's a private deal between the bank and Donald Trump. There is no crime. And I don't understand why the court is bringing this on when there isn't a crime. And nobody can say that. Where's the bar? Do you think the bar would step in and go, wait a minute, this isn't, there's got to be some kind of a something that would stop a case like this. I mean, is it Congress? Congress should be able to just tell the courts, no, you can't do this. It's not a crime. You're actually committing a crime by prosecuting a non-crime. Well, I mean, if you do throw Donald Trump actually physically in jail, I don't think that's going to go over very well. I don't know what I would do at that point, but I can guarantee you I got a strong feeling I'm going to lose it. And I don't want to lose it. I don't know what I'm going to do. But if they do throw him in jail, hey, look, things are going to have to be different. Let's put it that way. Things are going to have to be different. And it's going to spark something. I mean, these people keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. And eventually, people get tired of being pushed. And they rise up and they start pushing back. And when they do, that's when things get ugly. Well, right now, things are fugly. And it's only going to get up fuglier. All we got to do is say one little magic word. One little word. One tiny insignificant. Actually, it's more significant. Not insignificant. But a tiny little word. Two letters. No. No. That's all you got to say. No. That's it. You don't get to spend any more of the taxpayer money by borrowing from China. We don't get to do that anymore. Your little friends are going to have to go out and get a real job and not take the taxpayer money simply because they're your friends and your donors and whatnot. And they do certain things for you. Yeah, do certain things. That's just it. Well, my voice is really about ready to crack. But it felt good to at least come back for an hour, and that's all I wanted to at least do. And I'm going to try to come back because I can't take this crap anymore. I got to let it out, man. I got to let it out. So I want to thank everybody. Those are in the chat room, those who do listen and archive. And if you want to listen to sports on Saturday night, 6 p.m., come back. And all we do is talk sports. So we do cover the NFL very extensively. Actually, exclusively, we cover the NFL. So we will see you, just during the football season. So we'll see you, I guess we'll see you when we see you. And everyone have an enjoyable day. Enjoy the caucuses. Donald Trump, you already won. But it'll be interesting to find out what the stories are. Oh, Nikki Haley tried to make a surge, but I guess it didn't happen. So if you are in Iowa, you are in Buffalo, you know, be safe out there. I'm going to be at home watching the football games at 4:30. There's a lot of weather. Long Island here. We're going to get it tomorrow. So just be careful when you drive, and we'll see you when we see you. Goodbye, everybody.